Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshas Vayera.
I fall asleep through something.
Hi?
I fall asleep through something.
Drink.
Hi, Mel. Can't
see. Good morning. Brought down in Svarim HaKadoshim that the Akeda, the Nesoyin HaAchron of Avraham Avinu, has a special relevance to the Dor HaAchron, the Dor of our generation, the Dor of Ikvus of Mashiach. And therefore, it's brought in Svarim to have words from the Mashgiach. Ikvus of the Mashiach is Gimatria Esamoki Mirochik. By Avraham, it says he saw literally the place from afar, and Svarim HaKadoshim means his connection at that moment to Abraham, which took away all this Av and all this Ruchnius. And Vayaris Hamokim Mirochik, which is our generation, which is also Begimatria Derech Amunah Bacharti. In this generation where we don't have deep understanding and deep feelings, but the Iker is the Nesoyin of the Der Achrin, which is the Akedah, is to have pure Amunah. And therefore the Pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Dekuili, which is Meram is our generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Which is why Avram Avinu is called Dilim Eisan Hezrochi. Because Avraham Avinu he instilled in the chromosomes, in the spiritual genes of the Jewish people, a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, Eisan Ezrochi, Starkeit, in the Yonam of Emunah. And that's why the Mashkiach points out the word Eisan, in Lashon HaKodesh, in Diktuk, are always the letters that you have when you, well, prefix, when you want to say something in future tense. To give it a simple marshal, Eshmer, I will go, Tishmer, Yishmer, Nishmer, is letters of Esan. So Avraham Avinu instilled Emunah in Kal Yisrael, Atzif Kol Adus. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Vihine Ayil Achar, is Gimatria Aleph Mem Vav Nun Hei. B'milui emuna, v'lechol eretz emiriyas ve'hemidam al achat, which I said many times is the word of Habakkuk, who was the child who was created through the words of the Navi. That was the child that died and was resurrected, which is a symbol of our generation that went through tragedies and whatever, and then it's an amnivrat halal ko, and this will be the last generation of Golus, the first generation of Gula. And therefore he brings, the Mashkiach brings, quoting it from all over, various different shmuzim. The fascinating chesam sofer. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Ibrahim tells Avram, Lech Lecha, mi'artzcha, mi'latcha, mi'zadicha, to where? It doesn't say. Ela oretz asher areka. It doesn't say anywhere in Chumash that the Ibrahim showed Avram where this land is. In this week's parsha, by the Akedah, it says vayaris hamokim mirochik, and then vayavoyu el hamokim asher omer lo yolikim. Where does it say Asher Omer Loyalikim? Do you see anywhere in the Psukim that the Eibusha told Avram, oh, Zoyis Menuchasi, this is the Mokim HaBechira, Beis HaBechira? Nah. It says there, it doesn't say where. Where does it say in Paul that the Eibusha? So and Chazal say, how taka did he know? Because he followed Anan. So that's Asher Arekha, but that's not Asher Omer Loyalikim. Says the Chum Sofer HaMoyre Dikavot. The Einach Hanam, like if you've not, a person goes to Eretz Yisrael. I met a person once in my shul, the Hobin, whatever, and he tells me, I went, Rabbi, I went to Israel. But where did you go? Very interesting. Where did you go? I went to Tel Aviv. So if you haven't been to Yerushalayim, right, then you haven't been to Eretz Yisrael. The Nekuda, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, I've said many times, the concentric circles. And the bullseye, the mocker of all Kedusha in the universe, the planet Earth, the Yerushalayim.
We're not mentioned.
Yerushalayim
never once mentioned the Chavish Chum Sheik Torah, is it?
That's a fascinating horror. All right. Well, I'll tell you why. Well, not now. In other words, In other words, you should Israel the paltern shel melech. I mean, where is that the home? Where is that the mother of the Shekhinah Kedusha? The Dafki Yerushalayim. Kol's man Avram Avinu was not told. Where Yerushalayim is, where is the Mokar Meshe Yivchar Hashem? He's not yet been to Eretz Yisrael. It's not al Oret Asher Arekel. Therefore, there's no problem as others. Ramban Tain is going to Mitzrayim. He hasn't been properly to Eretz Yisrael. Now, when the Eibishter showed him via the Anan, this is the place of the Akedah, you've reached the Mokim HaMizbeach, right? That's he saw the Mokim Asher Omar Leolikim. Not now, not in this, in that which you said Lechra, right? That is the place you were talking about then, and therefore says I'm saying for Dafka after the Akedah, we have the first time that Avram purchases real estate, like it's a Kenyan, in Eretz Yisrael. Because now you're a Taka citizen of Eretz Yisrael. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the Nekuda of Emunah. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Capital Hay, Shoytetu b'chutu Yerushalayim ru'una v'du'u b'kshu b'chav yiseo im timtsu ish im yesh oysa mishpot mevakish Emunah v'estrachle. And here Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbat of Kufites, Lechor v'Yerushalayim ashe posku b'anshi Emunah. The Yisayid of Yerushalayim is Emunah, lirois v'leirois. And therefore, the Mashgiach says that Yerushalayim is bigimatri of Ve'aminu Bashem of Moshe Avdi. The exact relevance of that pasuk we shall elaborate in Mitzvah Hashem soon. Yerushalayim is the source of Emun. And therefore, interestingly, he writes, Lech lecho me'artzcho me'meladetcho me'savich et gimatri oysen mishpat mevakish emun v'esmo. The above quoted pasuk in Yirmiyah. And this, the siyah, the ultimate, the climate, the zenith, the apex of Emunah, is the tenth, the final, the ultimate nisoyin, which is the Akedah. And now you come to Yerushalayim, which is the source of Emunah. Now, we'll soon discuss, now that becomes the Bechir in Yerushalayim, the whole din, that the Mokim HaMikdash became the place of the Mikdash, and that Avram was chosen as Kohen Gadol, this starts from the Akedah, as we will elaborate. Now, we know, I'm just backed into what I'm talking about today, there's a famous Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. We, not too long ago, we had Yom Kippur. Still, Cheshvin is still. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, besides that Yom Kippur is connected to the Salachti Kivarecha, the Arboim Yoim, the Kapora, right? Beforehand, there were two other major events that happened in Yerushalayim. Chazal say, in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, various places, and don't bother me, I know this is Midrash's Chalukas, right? That number one, the Mila, the Bris Mila of Avram Avinu was in Yom Kippur. Here it says, Be'etzem Yemazen Yom Avram. Yom Kippur is Be'etzem Yemazen. Likewise, when did the Akedah take place? When was the Mais Akedah of Avram, Vayakin, is Yitzhak Benoit, which is Chus we remember every day in Davening? Also Yom Kippur, Yom HaKadosh. In the sound, and because of that, Avram instilled Emunah. Both of them are the Ikar of Emunah. Both are the Indian of Yom Shabbat, the Guf, the Basar, to the Eibish, to the Neshama. The Neshama is the Mokar of Emunah for you, not the Seichel, not the, it's the soul. And therefore, the Pasuk, Vayomol Avram, is Yitzhak Benoit, is Gimatria 1001, which is Gimatria Borachat Hashem Mogin Avram, which is the Nekudin every year, which is Gimatria Shader Shanelam, which is Gimatria of Emunoscha Balelis. To have Emunah even in dark times when you don't see, Ayid has Emunah, Ayid has the Shader Shanelam, the Bechila from Mogin Avram, etc. This. The source of this is very, it's not clear. I'm not going through all the various shittas in Chazal. But most of the Meforshim seemed, many of the Meforshim seemed to take it as a given that the Akedah of this week's Parsha chronologically took place on Yom HaKippur. So it was brought in Rikanti in this week's Parsha, so it was brought in a few places in Rambi Fano, in the Sefer Asar of Amoris, so it was brought in Rechem Sefer, in the Bermam Chayim, in the Chidon, in the Ribu, in the Koimis, in the oldest Droshos. If you want to know all the Shittas, just, you don't got to be a genius today, you just have to have the right forum, look at the Begodim Chadoshim, and he's Malachim, all the Shittas in Chazal, was it Rosh Hashanah, was it on Yom Kippur, was it on Pesach, and I've said many times, Rabbi Al-Gishor, always used to always say that even when you have like a midrashas chalukas in a mitzias, you still say elu ve'elu dirat mechayim. It may have happened in Yom Kippur, but the Eibishter brought Pesach onto Yom Kippur because it's mishana as hazmanim, or faket. But you see that since there's such a day in Chazal, by the way, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are both chodesh hashvi. Right? So Chazal call it Yarcha Dishvu Osa. Why is it called Yarshvi? The month of the oath of God's promise. What promise? In the end of the Akedah, the Eibishter makes a Shvu to Avram Avin. Right? And therefore, this took place. The Chiyoker says, many, many sphore. I'll tell you two, you could speak about this for hours, but two, like, Alder Hachib, the Tut Verloch, according to the sheet of Chazal, that the Akedah took place in Yom Kippur. One is in the Maaseh Rekech. Maaseh Rekech is a. Olden Gold Noid. Says a Moiridika Pshat. Next week's parsha starts Vatoma Soro Bikirias Arba Hichevrin. Vayave Avram Lispid the Soro Vilif Koisin. There's three things immediately bother. First of all, what is the order? Lispid the Soro. Avram came to eulogize Soro Vilif Koisin to cry over her. The Chur, the order is, the Gemara made cotton, Gimel the Bechi, and Shiva the Hesp. So first you have the tears, and afterwards you've gained your composure, Rachman al-Islam again, you're able to give Hesp. Right? Here the order is Fakeret, it's Ibcha, right? We have Avram Lispoid Lisora, and then Vil of Chayso. The Chur, the order in human nature is Fakeret. Number two, as the Balaturim already noted, Vil of Chayso is a Chavzir. So Baal Turim says he didn't properly cry over Sora. And how goof a time of boy. Number three, Rashi Yakovish says on the words, Vayove Avram, Lispoid Lesora Vilif Koiso, Lama Nismacha Misa Sora to the previous story of the narrative of the Akedo, because Sora heard the story of the Akedo, Parchon Nishmasa Umesa. As we've discussed many, many times. Hello? You're not going to be a rocket scientist to ask the glaring question, why did Rashi's comment on the smichos of the end of Parshas Vayera, the Akedo, to Misa Sora, why did he comment on the words by Lispoid Lesora of Kaisu? That he should have commented on the first words of the Pasuk, on the Resha of the Pasuk, but Thomas Sora. Why is there smichos of Misa Sora? What do they got to do with? So the Maaseh Rekech is a beautiful word, it's a sharp word, it's a chidu. So in a pshat, he says hazoi, right? When was the Akedah we just said lefi Chazal on Yom Kippur? Let's work out a cheshbon. How many days does it take to travel from Be'er Sheva to Yerushalayim or vice versa? Three. But you're not going to be a genius, it's impossible. And if the Akedah I was able to Yom Kippur, so when did Avram arrive back in Beersheba to find out Misa Sora? Yud Gimel Tishri. So I don't know, I wasn't there, I don't have a watch. Sometime in the day. Yes, hello. So he didn't even have 2 days of Shiva. Because you know why? Because the Gemara says, when you cut off your test, that regal is Mevatel Shiva. Shiva and Shlishma. Are you with me? So could he have a proper 3 days of Bechi and 7 days of Hesped? Nay. So he had to combine it all at once. So therefore, Vayove Avram Lispoy Lesora Vilav Koisa, and Vilav Koisa has a small chav, and the Baal Turim already said that he was Mamayit in the Bechi. Shtel Zich Teshayla, why in the world did he didn't give her a proper send-off? Right? So on this, Vilav Koisa, Rashi was bothered, why is there a chav Zihira? Right? Oh, because it's this mechot to the Akedah. And the Akedah was what? On Yom Kippur. Kum tois is the Erev Sukkis. Erev Sukkis, you can't give a hesped. It's a battle of Avelis. Therefore, there wasn't a proper shiva.
There should be a short hesped also
then. Eishas Chayil is how long it takes you to say on Friday night. I don't know. That's what he said. Okay, 1 second. Derech Agav, by the way, he just points out the Fiza Rech also. The next parsha is that Eilat told us Yitzhak ben Avram. Avram Eilat Yitzhak. Now, you don't got to be a genius, there's something wrong here. Eilat told us Yitzhak ben Avram, Gendik. So, you know, hello? So I know that Yitzhak's father was Avram, not Rikiv Eger. That's called Yitzhak ben Avram. Right? With Avram Eilat Yitzhak. Right? 100. Starting from Rashi, everyone bothers. So he says, if you look at the Gemara Shana Zafi Aleph, the Mukh Tatas Chazal is that when was the birthday of Yitzchak on Pesach? And, but now if you say the emes is lo zayin, I feel according to the shita, Rabbi Shula and Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara, even according to the shita that Yitzchak was born when, okay, Yitzchaya is on Pesach, that's when he was born, on his passport, on his birth certificate, it said Pesach. Oh, but at the Akedah we said 100 times the Porcha Nishmos, so now he was given a Neshama, the Dukhra, he'll get married afterwards. So he was reborn, therefore the second Bracha Shemana Esrei, the Bracha of Tchias HaMezim, in the second Bracha, which is Yitzchak, Gevurah is Yitzchak, right? So he was reborn when? Through the Akedah. That's Tira. Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, that's on his passport. Avraham, Hoyle is Yitzchak, which is what? Connected to his now birth, it's Av Gevaldik Echid. So says the Master Rikir. I'll tell you a deeper. You have to have a cup for this kind of vinyan. In the Binyan Dovid, from the Ilruv, he says the fees, he's a shikl different mahalach, but at the same yisod. Don't ask me one from one on the other. Gavar, gavar. He says, look, the fees zevet recht, the order of the parshas. At the end of parshas Chayisoro, we read at the lifespan of Avram. Avram Avinu lived. Eli 175 years. True. Then we have a bit of Yishmael's whatever. He's told us. And what's the end of Nir Balkaira? What's the end of Parashas Chayesora? Asher Nofal. Al Pnei Kol Yachov Nofal. Balturim already has discussed many times. Avram is 175. Yishmael, despite all his whatever, he falls. So Rashi says, Bishas, his father, was alive, right? Is Yishkin. He was living, he was thriving, he was flourishing. When Avram passed away, then he goes down the drain. Yeah? Next, Smichus. Eilat told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram is Yitzchak, by Yitzchak ben Avram, Shama, Bekachti, Yisrifka, Vachbasul, Varabulam. What's the flow here? Says that the Binyan Dovid, I'm moving to take it forth. We just said by the Akedah was Nischa. I didn't say that. I'm just adding this for background. By the Akedah was Nischadish the Din that the Beis Hamikdash is the place that's the Mokka Mashiach. Avram knew it, that the Onan led him to this place where the Avin Shseer, where we're Adam Rishon, where Noyach, everyone put their karbos. Fine. At this moment, Avram Avinu became a Kohen Gadol. I'm just throwing in something totally, just by the way. There's a famous word from the Rebbe, Heschel of Krok, and everybody says it. Remember going up to Yerushalayim, Yitzchak says, Vayemer Ovi, Vayemer Hineni Vini, Vayemer Hinea, what's the Shakal of Atari here? So all this Heschel said it, but it said in the name of many. The whole Shakvatari, I'm not going through the lumbus, it's gorgeous, brilliant lumbus. Yitzchak asked the Pasha to Shaila, L'shem Shemayim. He says, I understand they're going to bring a korban. Right? Shtachel. Norvos. Could it possibly be, I'm going to be the korban? Kenishnait. Because the Iker Avoida of a korban is the sprinkling of the blood. The minute you slit my throat, you shecht me, you're my father. If you shecht me, then you're an oinam. An oinam can't do the avodah. Oiva, so you can't be me, you bring it up. It must be a korban. Therefore, it's an ovi. It's my tata. A tata becomes an oinam if I will die. So how can you do the avodah? One second. So you could answer the din of the psul of a koyin oinon is only by a mizbeach, but not by a bomo. Maybe at a din of bomo. But that's not the right. And the whole reason, the fact is, at this moment, suddenly is this chadish a new din that this is not a bomo. This is a din in the Beis Hamikdash. This is a pashat. He's bringing it in the mock on the mockim hamizbeach. As Chazal say, Afrei Shel Yitzchak is Tzovra Gabi Mizbech. Yes? So there's not a din of Boma. And you're my father. So I guess I'll live. Oh, my dear, sweet, holy friend. Das Guf is the word. That he had a problem. So Avram is Chazal. Not only is a Koyin, but he's a Koyin Godel. So now I have two Givald. By the way, Derech Agav, there's a Givaldi. I mentioned it 3 or 4 years ago. Tosh 9 Gimel. I have my notes. So if you don't remember, it's your fault. There's a gewaltige chesed l'Avram from the Radomsker, Murray the Gevort. He says, Asher Alkin, many of say this, it doesn't say the Eivishter that said, I'm taking you to this and this place. In fact, according to many there, Midrash, I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, that really in the time of Avram, when Avram went to the Akedah, the Harabayis was low. And Avram said, Eibishter is not Kovid HaMelech, that the Beis HaMikdash should be built on a low place. The Roimim is basically came. So the Eibishter made a miracle, and he built the Harabayis to become the second largest mountain all of Yerushalayim, except for Ein Eitam, whatever reason, I'm not getting involved. You with me? Hello? So the din that the mountain became a mountain was only in this Chadish then. Hello? That answer is one of the famous answers. Famous Yushalmi asked the famous Shaila. Chazal say a rule. Every mountain that was belonged, if you right, so the goyim worshipped as Avodah Zorah should become Osur as Nevad. So you could, Yishalmi answers Al Pi Novi. See, Pashtus means a Novi was made a Metzias, but the Pshat is name. According to what we're saying here, name. Once it wasn't the mountain, so till the Akedah, it wasn't chosen. There's no reason to worship what? There was nothing there. After the Akedah became a mountain, by the Akedah, before the Akedah, right? It became a mountain, L'chavidza. By the way, you see, after the Churban, everyone asked the Shaila, if you go to Yerushalayim today, right? You're going down, you're not going up. So the answer is, Oru Adi Yisuyba, the Chelik of the Churban in Yerushalayim is no longer the mountain. The Harabai is not the mountain that it should be. Can you do it? So the whole chiddush of the mountain, that it becomes a mountain, and that, as Avram said, that it becomes a mountain of a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, not a din bomo, that was mizchadish now. But you know what that depends? On how Avram will go to the Akedah. I'm taking this derech agav. Gedal Yeshua brings, Murray Tikka Vort, Avram Avinu thought he's going to Shecht. I'm not going through the Midrash Chalukas with her. He's going to Shech. He knows that Valeu means not just bring a korb, not a Shech. Then that's the end of Judaism. He doesn't have an heir. He doesn't have someone to pass the torch to. And can you imagine the headlines of the Jerusalem Post the next morning after the Akedah? He's finished. He's going to be imprisoned as a child molester. But he's going with Kiddush Hashem. He's bagrubbing Yiddishkeit, bagrubbing himself. For the Eibishter to command, no Shech. Go blind. At the same time that he has in mind, Ki b'yitzchok yikar l'chazor, and the zikr zayin azoy. How does that stem with cutting a throat? I don't know. Megay, amunah pshut, amunah tzvim. So at this moment, if they won't, he doesn't know how what's going to happen. He had to invest. You can imagine, take a person lives for 90 years. How much avos Hashem, and how much years Hashem, and how much Yom Kippurs, and how many kol nidreis, how many moments of dveikus. Every person has moments in the year, and you put it in, you crystallize it into an hour. Gevalt. And millions and millions of Yidin who are Moser Nefesh and Deiris, and they give their lives and their children and their blood and their money and God, the whole life around Yiddishkeit. But all this is not going to be. So he had to take all of the Avos Hashem and Yiddish Hashem and all the Madregas and all the Kedusha, Deiris to Yidin, and to put it in this Maaseh Akedah. You can't even imagine what it meant, the Akedah. What was going through Avram's mind, the Machshavos, the Kavonos, whatever he was oof doing, all the Arizals of the world together in this 1 hour. All the Tzirufim, about. Yeah? So if he will go that way with an Avon, a Zrizus, a Yashkim, Avram, a Bekir, a Avram, then the Eibishter will take him to a mountain. It will become Begashmi as a mountain, Beruchni as a mountain, Allah Madrega as a mountain. It will become the Shara Shemayim. Or Ibn Ish, you can still have an option of going to a Bomo. And all of that depends on how Avram will approach the Achonah to the Akedah. Gvaldik. And Avram passed the test, which whatever it was, the Zrizus, Al-Rabbi says in Sim, in the Geras HaKodesh. And therefore it became Taka Amigdosh, and he became a din of Kohen Gadol, therefore there's no problem of Oino, right? Good. Oy bazoy, let's work it out. How long did Avraham Avinu live for? Why did he live 175? They picked a number out of a lottery, out of a rabbit's hat. A rabbit out of a hat with? That's sweethearts. I know that also. Rashi, I know. Yeah. I don't know much, but Rashi, I know. Yeah, so why 175? Why not? Hello. Because what do you give to a Kohen? Truma. How much is Truma? The Eibishter by you is a Beinoni? The Eibishter Gita, get by enough. Hello? So how? The world is created for 7,000 years. 7,000 millennia. 7 millennia. 6,000 years. 6 years of this world and Shabbos. Yeah, hello? Where's the mathematician? Rabbi Shterbuch. How much is 1/40th of 7,000? 175. Therefore, he was a kohen. The Eibishter gave him to Trumos. He was a person. Was Trumosai Nifchar Min Anushi. So the Eibishter gave him life of a Truma. It's gorgeous. Which is what? 175. Oh. Oibazoi. After the pasuk says that he's 175, he was a kohen. He was given Truma. So what happened to Yishmael? Al Pnei Kol Ochiv Rov. Initially, he's flourishing. In Dreher, so Rashi says, Bisman Avram Avinu was alive, his chus help, Yishmael flourished. Now that he passed on, finished. He's gone. Vuzikishay, where's chusovis? Says the Nezer HaKodesh and Medrash, had he been a proper son, then chus obviously continues even after the stalkus of Atatim. Is that a real son? So Kozman, he's alive, he's the son of the Shivcha, right? He's a chush kasbi. So he flourished. From nostalgic from the world. No, finished. The end of them. You'll ask me. That's Neder Kodesh says. You'll ask me the Shaila. Avram Avinu had an alternative. He could have been Mishacher Hargar. How did Avram keep a, how did Avram live with a person with a Shivcha? He could have been Mishacher. The answer is a Kohen. The Shivcha Kodesh health in a Kohen is also in a ben, in a Shtach, a woman who's in Shtachar. To Kodesh health. Yes, folks. A Mishuchreres is also the Kohen anyway.
He wasn't the Kohen yet.
He was a Kohen since Shein Benoich. He became a Kohen Godel. Okay. Let's say, how long does it take if you want to make a donkey ride? Try it, and don't try it today, it's not very safe. You want to make a donkey ride from Yerushalayim to Chora. I think it's in Syria today. It's not a safe place, Syria. There's ISIS there, whatever. But those days, yeah? How long would it take you to get from the Harabayis, Yerushalayim, not with a monit, with a Israeli driver, with a normal donkey? Chazal say 17 days. How long did it take good old Eliezer?
One day?
A few hours.
3 hours. They're saying, picking up 3 hours. Yeah? Why? Yeah, Twitz is there. Oh, yeah. Rashi says that. Rashi, we know. Yeah. Why was the big rush? Can anyone tell me? The meter goes faster when you're. What was the big rush? What's Twitz is there? Oh. How old was Yitzhak by the Akedah? 37. And by the Akedah, the same day of the Akedah punk at the same moment when he got his new masculine this summer. Who was born? Good old Rivka. Oh. So when is Rivka's birthday?
Yom Kippur.
Okay, very great. Great. 3 years later, she becomes a Bas Gimel V'Yom Echad. It's her birthday. Hello? Who's doing the Avodah till now? Avram was a Kohen Gadol. Who does the Avodah in Yom Kippur? Avram. Only problem is the last 3 years, Avram is a bit as a problem. How could he do the Avodah Sarah dying?
No wife.
And anyone who learned the beginning of a Masechet Yumim, you don't get to go very far, knows that if you don't have a wife, you can't really do the Avodah. Ain't done an Efshir Mishir. There's no one else to do it, Avram. But now he can get married. 1 second. Hello. Can't get married before your Bas Gimel. Hello. But if he waits more, right? Hello. Then you know how old she will be? 3 years and 17 days. It would take 17 days to travel. But Avram Avinu wanted to pass on, now that he could be married, the mantle of Kohen Gadol to Yitzchak. And the Avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Now you understand what's the Heilenish, what's the rush. Yeah. Oibazoi says the Binyan David fits in good. Avram was 175, it's a chrayis, Trumas Yishol Olam. Hello? And therefore what? He was given truma. And therefore Yishmael doesn't have a schus after he died because he's not his really son. He could have mishachar him, but he's not going in the house of mishacharis anyway. And therefore, Ve'eleh told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, as we said, Vayi Yitzchak, but how many shanim? No, that's not true. Our boy in 17 days. No, he had Fidus Aderech. And therefore, the Fidus Aderech no Chazach, Rashi says, the verse is sharp for Shaila. Rashi says, Ba'ova yoyim elayin, hayim yotzosi, vayim bosi, mikanshkov zle oriz. Lerch. Omer of Acho is a charayah. From here we learn that Yofas, Yichosin, Shalavi, Ova is Mitzayrosin, Shalbod. Because the whole Maisa, the whole narrative of Eliezer repeated twice, and Harbe Gufi Taira learned Beremiz. Hello? To which everybody asks, maybe the reason the Torah repeats, very often in Chazal, you have in Gemara, it only was repeated to the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush in the second? Ulai Leiseva Isha, A likes it, Bikan, we learn a rule that Ein Orer Mr. Alek Vibarach. So the Ostrafs are asked in our Torah, maybe that's good for the reason that the Torah repeated the thing, Mishum Dovash Neschadishbo, that Ein Orer Mr. Alek Vibarach. Hello? Or Belefikol Analsa, the Binyan David, that's fight the show. Eliezer was a chayecha evet. And even if you were mishachar him, what would happen? She's also a surah l'koyim. Hello? And therefore it can't be to teach me that in Orba Tabak Baruch, because he couldn't marry her anyway. He's a chayecha, he can't be okay, that's all. Aber in pshat, in simple pshat, we have in Svorim HaKadoshim, there's a bechina von osh, oylem shalom nefesh. You have Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day. You have the Kohen Gadol, the holiest person. And you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is... right? And all of these in Yonim, when it's Chadosh, the Divrei Yisrael from the Moshe Rebbe brings Achar HaDvor, Velikim, Nis Esavram, is Gimachia Beis HaMikdash. And the disunion of the Beis HaMikdash becoming the Beis HaChira, that was Nis Chadosh. Now, so he becomes a Kohen Gadol, and Beis HaMikdash was in Chadash now. Because the Kedusha, where's the Mokar of Kedusha in the world in the Beis HaMikdash? Where is the Mokar of Kedusha in Zman, where Yi goes back to it, just like the Beis HaMikdash, is the Mokar, is the Sheirish, the Evan Shia. Beis HaMikdash is the Sheirish of Klal Yisro. Right, higher than anything. Lifnei Hashem Titor, higher than which is Titor with Gimatria Keser. When you go to the essence of Yid, therefore, interesting. Mashgiach says Yoyim Hakodesh. By Yidin, you call Yom Kippur is called Yoyim Hakodesh. Yom Hakodesh is Gimatria Haramiria. And he adds also Ata Yodaiti is Gimatria Chato Eichem Kashonim Kashel VeGelbinu. The whole idea of Kapora, when you reach the essence, that's given over through the Akedah. The fee said that the Akedah and Yom Kippur not just a chance. Chronologically, it happened to fall out. The Akedah took place in Yom Kippur, Lamark the Islay, whether in Gashmias or in Ruch, they're inextricably linked. I see different in Yonah that you see Bechur, Bepoil, and Hahogam. Number one, it's a din, the Raisa, the Rabbanah, we're not going into now. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. Kuli Amavaydi. Yeah, hello? Everyone asks, why did the Torah give us a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom HaKodesh? So I saw a new reason, I never know, there's the Sichas Yom HaKippurim from someone called Rav Avigdor Neventhal, who got off in the Altstock in Yishlaim. So the Meridika reason, because there's a din, if you bring up a korban, right, and you have one korban which is shomein and one korban which is kochel, one is fat and big and beautiful, and the other is shvach and weak, the din is you have to bring kochel of Hashem, you have to bring up. So much so, the Gemara says in Menachos, the Rama passes in Chushkobos, Lu Yitzur on Shabbos, and they shechted the weaker, the shvacher, the more feeble korban, the weaker shvacher korban. They have the chuyva to go and shecht the fatter korban. You already shechted. Drink a ton. Nay, shecht again. It's overriding Shabbos. Uy bazui, when Avram Avinu is going to bring up a korban, right? You know what he did? And he's full of incredible stuff. He had to make sure that Yitzhak is a korban shomein, not a korban chachush. So he brought a lot of food for Yitzhak to eat on the way. And a zecher to this, Erev, you can't eat on Yom Kippur, right? So Erev, Yom Kippur, the Torah said there's a mitzvah to eat. To remind ourselves of the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu, the told us Avraham Yitzhak Rebbe in the Shmuzin, before Erev Yom Kippur, always, it brings from the Piyutim, over and over, the Erev Yom Kippur is a day when one is Ma'irus Chus on Kal Yisrael through being maskered in Mesiris Nefesh, starting from the Kiddush Hashem of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah and Kol Adir. It's also one of the reasons by Ni'ilo, one of the first things we say by Kol Nidre, we say the pasuk Oir Zeruah LaTzadik Yisrael of Simcha, which everyone knows the famous Oir Zeruah, is Seifetavis Rabbi Akiva, because the Yortzeit, it says in Medrash Shechert, even in Mishle, if you ever go to his caver in Tver, exactly on the caver, when is the Yortzeit, the Ilula of Rabbi Akiva? On Yom Kippur. Why is it? Because I don't make these things up. I have a photograph of it, actually. Must be true. Right? The Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva is Yom Kippur, because it's the day when the Mesiras Nefesh, starting from Avraham Avinu, was manchalit in the Shemesh Olin, Atzeif Kol Adaris. It's also the reason, by the way, you don't got to be a genius to work this out. Now, your Abba says it's Peshem, the Sefer Amrochel. That's why one of the many reasons for Kaporis, Erev Yom Kippur. A Zecher to the Ayil, which was the Tzmura in lieu of Avraham Avinu. A Zecher to that, we bring up our Kaporis. The Feast of Rechtzach, but just parenthetically, everyone asks the shal. You ask a Jew, Yom Kippur, every rabbi tells a shul, right? Yom Kippur, the day of the chilus, the chapor, you could achieve gewalt. What are you talking about? The Gemara said, everyone knows the Gemara in Yuma, Dach Pezayin, the Rishmal is Dal Chilke Kapora, Oivra Asay, Lizaz Rishad Gemichle, Alois to say, the Shuv is Taylor, Yom Kippur is Chapor, Chayvi Krisus, Mises Bezdin, Shuv of Yom Kippur, Toilin the Chaman Olsan, yeah, and Chil Hashem and Yechupar Averes Atzimusum. So what's the big deal, Yom Kippur? There's plenty of the real stark Averes. Chaman Olsan are like, says the Holy Bnei Yisoschur B'Shem Azoyer Hakadosh Parshas Bamidbar. When is this true stamazi? Over the Sederer says the is Chayvin Lemeschaper and Adi if this Pater Barnash Me Alma. There are those Averes that you don't get Kapora until Chaman Olsan you're in Yenevelt. Aber v'hai yoiv garnei vadei lemisum osu nafshe v'hai asar a person mekabel on himself in the serious nefesh l'kiddush Hashem gemandi is pater min almin v'hav v'kedein kutshem pichu marachin lehim v'chapel l'chay a person is mekabel b'koyach not b'poyl Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit, right? The Abish wipes it away. And that's why Yom Kippur is the day of Mesiras Nefesh that was Nishrish and called Yisrael from the Maisa of the Akedah. And I've said many times, I'm not repeating it, one of the big chidush in the Satmar Rebbe, in a famous drosha, when Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, he has like 15 kashagan, some marocha, but the bottom line of the whole marocha is the chidush of the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu was poil, klap b'shmaya, that when a yid has the machshavin, the rotzen, it's as if it was done. If we say afri shel yitzok, it's talking about what kind of afer? Yana asher asisus of it. He did nothing. Is the charayib klapishmaya, the kavona of Yidden, of Mesiras Nefesh, that is as if it's done. And since Yom Kippur is gimachia roitzani, the Rambam says, every Jew deep down wants to do the Rafa Eliyah, fight feels the Yom. Therefore, Yom Kippur, every Jew gains kapor. The fizev et recht, a gemara in Baba Kam, dafnu. The Gemara tells the famous story. You all know the story. There was a guy who used to dig pits. Wells, so the Kol Yisrael, the regular have what to drink on the way. Right? And his daughter fell into a well. And they came to scream to Rechidim and Doysim. Shari Shaini, Amalem Shalom. Shalom Shni, he said Shalom. Third hour they came to him and he said, she's out. Yeah? They asked her, Mihel Lucha, who schlepped you out of the well? Omrolem, Zachar Shal Rechelim, Nizdamenli, Vizokin Echel Manhigim. A sheep. Male sheep came and was being led by this old man, and that slept me out of the pit. Omrulay, so now they're a crowd, you know. Said to me, they said, Noviat, are you a prophet? How did you know? Said, Le Noviani, Le Ben Noviani, Alakacha Marti, Dovesh and the Staris. It's sadly he was so involved in preparing his daughter's own, Yikosho Bazar, his own child should die in the. Says the Gemara, Afel Pikain, Mace Benoy Bitsom. His own son died of thirst. Ah, you'll ask, we'll talk about it. Hello? It's a funny Gemara. Okay. You just told me that when his son died, and it's a Gzvara, that Dovish, what happened? I don't know. But before we get involved in that Kasha, there's three Kashas that immediately bother. Right? You find Gemara's Elio, a Novi coming, and the Eibush has many Shluchim to Atzol. Does that ever see anywhere else in Shas? Right? I don't know Shas, but the Kosher Levarov, you know, new Shas, backwards, forwards, up and down, like better than you, I know Ashrei. There's no other place in the Chazal where Avraham Avinu came to. So from the Vina with a rochel schlepping up some sheep, right? Number one. Number two, the Sefer Divrei Aviv of the Ratzabiner, the Holy Ratzabiner, asks him, why did they ask him the Chin Noviato? Throughout Shas, the Tanoim Amiroim of Vali Rocha Kodesh, what's up with the Pella? You're Chinim Adesim, Bulu Bebedesim, right? A Pella, the Chin Noviato? It's Bala Rocha Kodesh, Rocha Kodesh, people know, Rebbe's today know, through Rocha Kodesh, what's the big deal? The Chin Noviato? When the third diuk is, when did they ask him the chino viato? Not stop them when she got off, right? After she told him a maisa with the zochin and the zochar shol rechelim, oh, now they go ask. Says the Pnei Yeshua al Asar, right? Something much deeper. Here it was nigzer a gzardin a psak min a shemayim that she's going to die. That was the psak. You don't normally being mevatel a gzardin. It doesn't work. But very often in Shas, the Gemara, Psochim, the Gemara, Chagiga, when Chazal really wanted to, whatever, like a pasuk says, Etein Odom Tachtecha, what they're able to win is a Gzardin, and you can't be Mavatel a Gzardin, which is Chosom, right? B'Shem HaMelech. You know what you do? The Gzardin has to be in the Skayim. Tzadikim are able to give it to other people. Gerade, there's a famous prophecy in Baal Shem Tov. In the Gemara in Brachas Taflam Metalid, it says, Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa, people came to him, and he said, I would know in advance who will live and who will imshkura to Rasa Bethia. So, says, this one will live and this one will die. So everyone asked the Shaila, by Yidin Bechal, by Erlich Yidin, by, you know, person. We have a principle, Al Tiftach Peh, right? If the guy's not going to make it, right, then you don't say he's going to die. I know, my Rebbe, whoever, people ask sometimes for brachas, and in those days before the communication, the instant, whatever, there was no way of knowing. And always, if the Rebbe said, Svetaina Yeshua, Vesavan, you knew. And if he said, Mzulher, you knew it was finished. So in the Lashon of the Tzaddik, but even when it was gone, it was already, the Neshama's already left, he would never, he's dead. You don't talk that way. So why did Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa say, Zechai v'zemes? So Hashem says, name. If he knew the Gzar Din Shemayim is going to live, so he said Zechai. If he knew it, the Nigzer, the same door, the same Pnei Yeshua, Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa, that he's not going to make it, is the Gzar Din, what did he do? Zemes means Yenegai. I know a story about the famous story in the 19th, in Tavshin Yud's, a fellow came, he had Nebuch Yenemachl, and the doctor said it's. So the Rebbe, they told me what a German doctor, the Rebbe knew this German doctor was a Nazi, an anti-Semite. So the Rebbe said, why should this Yid have it? Well, it's all that good, the Deitch. And the guy got better, and the Deitch doctor suddenly got it, and there's a way of switching. I saw the Vina Rav says Amiriyah Tikvort. One of the many reasons why Haramiriyah is called Haramiriyah, Miloshin Tumura. This inyan that you can make Tumura, Zetachazel, and this one goes Lechayim, and this one goes Ndrert, that was Nischadish when the Ayil with Avram and Stu of Yitzchok, that you could. Therefore, this Meila Tzadik of Baruch HaKodesh, big deal. That's the Maisim B'chol Yoyim. But here they already knew it's Zigzag Din. You can't just send any Shliach, any typical Malach. Even you have to send Avram Avin with the Ayil. And that symbolizes what? The Indian of Tzmuruk. Right? Therefore, this is not for Rachid. You must be, after they heard the story, Dafka, that Avraham Avinu with the Ayo came back. Ooh, this is not Stam Ruach HaKodesh, every Rebbe in Borough Park has. This is a Chnevius. This is a special. They actually asked him, you know, and he said, when did the Akedah take place? Okay, when on the day? When was the. Okay, the whole, again, looking in the Gemara Chadosh, you see, brilliant Jesus. Really, sheet this on. My sir, the Yitzchak was brought up in the morning. The aisle didn't happen like I always thought as a kid. You know, 2 minutes later they found the aisle. Right? After the afternoon. The idea of Tzmura, which is nischadish by this whole Maisa, that happened in the afternoon. Which we have today in the Ilo. By Ne'ilah, the Kliach of Ne'ilah is that even if there's Chmono Lassan Exardin, nothing has gone well, you're not your Slichas, not your El, not your Rosh Hashanah, not your Nechabituva, or by Ne'ilah you have the Kliach of Tumur. And the Tzfer Shleimah, the Holy Radomsker says, that's Pshat, the Eibusha said to Avram, Bichoch Hoismim. That the Chsima of Yom HaKodesh is the Midah of the Chesed of Avram to be able to make Tumur. This Derech Agav, I said before that what the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim is in Mokim, Yom Kippur is Bizman, the Akedah. Well, the feast of Derech, I said Yerushalayim is Gimatria Ve'aminu Bashem Uvemoyisha Avd. Well, where does this come to picture? The famous Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Gemara says that Shonah Shalimarian, the Bitzchilos, Shonah. A year that you don't blow shofar, right? It's nishgut. Tosfos says alasar and the balachos gedolus says the bahag hani mil yisram unz. There's no imus. Or if it's Rosh Hashanah shachal b'shabbos, the chazal u'misakin, then this thing doesn't apply. Make a tefillah. So he brings the chum sofer. Sofer says, I'm going to take a word. Sofer says, "Hazoy, the tshuva." We see that in Davening, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Akedah, Yitzchak, Lazara, Yehim, Barachas. What's Akedah, Yitzchak? We're always speaking about the Maila of Avraham Avinu, the Nesoyin of Avraham was great, 100,000 reasons for it. And here in Mitzvah, we say Akedah, Yitzchak. Says the Nesoyin for Enechanam, it is a Gewaldige Maila, the Nesoyin for Avraham Avinu over Yitzchak, etc. But there's a Maila also in Akedah, Yitzchak. The Yitzchak for Yitzchak Avinu. Why? The Eibishter told Avraham, Peh, Kachno, Zbincho, Zichitza. He was told. So kumt ois, the mitzvah of Akedah vis-a-vis Avram is Torah Shebiksav, direct divine communication. Yitzchak didn't hear it from the Eibishter. He heard it from the Tzaddik, from the Chochem, from Avram Avinu, the Rebbe of the generation. So for him it's a gedder of what? Torah Shebiksav. So you can say maybe he's old, maybe he didn't hear right, maybe Farshteinish. There's more than this, there's a Soyin in that also. Kumt ois, what is Ma'ir Rachvim, not only the Avram Avinu, but for us, is the Yitzchak. That came this Yitzchak. In fact, that Yitzchak had a munah. I understand that when a person doesn't blow shayf from Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because some shvigegi is going to gzeir the rabbah, that maybe he'll go in the shusarabim and Shabbos. Hello? So, what's cut in the Bahag? Now, pshat is, you fashteis yotak gzeir the rabbah, the fresh dish gzeir the rabbah, chazal were goyzer. Kunt ois when Chazal or Goyz your A by not blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah is the Chvayaminu Moshe Avdoi. You're good. You're what? You too oof. Exactly what you would have too oof through Tkiya Shofar. You with me? Okay. Now I can begin this year. But the vort I want to say, I'm not trying to. We see that the point is that the Akedah. Right? To uf this gewaldiges Eurus Rachm Rabbim Atsif Kaladevs. Munna, it's still the Munna Kal Yisrael. That's the Fchindus Yom Kippur Bisman, that's the Fchindus Beis Amigdush in Mokim, etc., etc. How did he do it? If you remember Tavshin Ayin Gimel, I said a shir. What was the emotions in Avram Avinu B'Shas Yakeda? I told two totally different mahal. The Briskarov, the Griz, Valderach the Mamish, and the Lev Simchum, Ger, many forms say, Vayashkim Avram Baboikir, the whole tumulus, right? This word. That means Avram got up early, Zirusad Avram. That means he slept the night before. There's a word from the Yismach Yisrael, from Alexander, brings from the Mendel Vurk, a very big word. Vayarisa Eino, Vayar, Vahine, Ayo. Can you explain what this word Acher means? Huh? Rashi, I know Rashi. It's very, very, this Acher, like Shalibim Kuyma, it's weird, it's like strange. Says the Vurka, Moiritig word. Ayo, Acher means an andere Ayo. That Avram Avinu, to be able to bring the Akedah, his own son, which was born to him at 100 years, became a Shepsel. A Chetzel from it. That his own natural human emotion, with Avram Avinu, the Chesed. Right? Suddenly the son becomes an ayah. To do the Ratzon Aver. And I gave a whole rayas and there's a whole different mahalach. It was brought in the Sames, Meshem Duk Sharim, many other rayas, the Mefurish Shachal, etc., etc., etc. Nay! the Eibishter, whatever he says, is create. The Eibishter creates through speech. When the Eibishter said, Kachno is Bincho is Yechidcha Asher Ahavto, it instilled a moiridika burning islavos of love in Avraham Avinu klapi and Afal Pikein with the love the Eibishter just created. Hello? Two different mahalchim. Nervos. It's a vada that Avraham Avinu overcame his natural human ahava b'source. But the Eibishter gave him this love. Unfakert in Sforim, the real Nesoyin of the Akedah, and Hashem did. Taflo, Vayaris HaMokim, Mirachik, the ava that Avraham Avinu had was taken away. He's suddenly in dark. At a time of Nesoyin, what's the Nesoyin? Billions of Yidin were Moser Nefesh, simple Yidinis were Moser Nefesh, with them and their children, everything. What's the Eilui of Avraham Avinu? Said in Sforim, what? The Eibishter took away everything. And now you're left in the dark, and nothing makes sense, and all your natural. The only thing the Eibishter could never take away from a person, Madregis Rachakuidish, right? We'll take away. Yerushamayim, since Hakol Bin Yerushamayim Chutz Mi Yir, simple Yerushamayim, simple Amuna Pshut and Tmimo, you worked on it, even the Eibishter didn't take it away. So Bishasan and Soyan, all your Madregis and your Asogis and your Rain Yerushamayim. Let's see what you do with it now. That's the Nesoyim. So you instilled in him, think about it, opposites. You instilled in him, according to Chlush Harim, givaldig, a burning, fervent, passionate love to the son. You took away all the passionate love to the Eibishter. Break your head against it. Well, let's see what you do. What Afal became. Pshat is, the emes in Nesoyim is, when you take away, strip beer of everything external, right? When a person is totally, I've said this many times to Shem, the Maggid of Mezrish, this is far from being, this far from tradition. They once asked the Maggid, Harisa lahachim yadim, Harisa lahashir yadim. What if you want Tayre Gula Makibechim? Become a nobody. Once you're a nobody, you're ayin, then you can have everything. You don't take up space. So steers are only when you're takim. When it doesn't, the Shlevi says, "Ein yom Kippurim is kaper, achi yikonos bechinas ayin." The famous word that the slaughter everyone kachzuk in this Shlevi. A person who's bechinas ayin is bottled to the Eibishter with simple Yerushamayim, right? There's no kitzrubim. There's no person there. What is the Beis Hamikdash? Look in the Ozer of Ras pages. This expression Ber Moshe. Beis Hamikdash is a place of bittul to the Eibishter. Now you understand what I'm saying, that Yom Kippur, Bevchinas Yom Kippur in Zman, Bevchinas Beis Hamikdash in Mokid, and Dos Gufa is the Maisa Akeda, right, are all the same thing, to Mevatul your Rotsan, to do the Rotsan Hashem, not Misal Madregis, not Misal, it'll give you Levios Lacham Eves Mishonah, but Azoyot HaEbish, the Gehesin, this will give Nachal Zorot HaEbish. And through that, from the Akeda, the Eibishter instilled, with the place of Bechira, and through that, the godless of every Yid, as I always say every Yom Tov, when you say Atta Bechartono, I always think, said in Sforim HaKadosh, Bechartono is in the root word, the verb, Bochar, Boikeya, Chalene, Rokia, that every Yid has this Bechina of Mogen Avrom, the Sherish Anelam, the 1001, Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamit, 1001, and that Ahavto Yisano, Rotsiso Bano, said in Sforim HaKadosh, what's Rotsiso Bano? The Rotsan of the Eibishter is in us. The Eibishter, I have no time to elaborate. It's a shock. You know, remember the story with what's with Shmuel Kohen Gadol goes in with him, and he sees, and he says, "Shmuel, Barchein." Everyone knows the Gemara because they made some Shmuel in America made into a song, right? And he says, "Yirotz and Shiyupu Rachem Beras Kazonainu." They go back on the Secha, and he's not Menachem Minusim Rishus Adin. Vinena Lirosh. He didn't say Amen. So the Gemara from here, you learn Kamash Malan that Alti Birchas Hedyet Kalabin. Birchas Hedyet Kalabin Echem means you're a simple friend and your simple ask gives you a bracha. Alti Birchas Hedyet Kalabin. You know what the Tzvar Shlomo says, Kratz? Right? If you're going into the Kohen Gadol, at this moment the Kohen Gadol is Nichnas Lefnai Velefnim, he's higher than a Malach. He's higher than a Malach. He can't even begin to understand the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol. He's totally moved shit from Gashmir's a higher level. What's he asking for? To understand that it's a Madrega in Atik and Arich and Atilus and the Chlezer, where? For Parnosa, for Klal Yisrael, for the health of Klal Yisrael, for Yiddish, Gashmir's to Gideon. Simple things. from here you learn alti birchas hedyit, a bracha for gidish agashmias lo nebichal. So what will the Eibush to go for that? You want to give the Eibush the bracha? What would you give the Eibush the bracha for? What do you buy a birthday present for the guy who has everything? A birthday, a wealthy man, Donald Trump. You want to buy him a birthday present? What do you buy? Got billions of dollars. What gadget could you find to give Donald Trump? The Eibush has everything. What could you give him? The only bracha give the Eibush is nachas and kinder. What gives the Eibush nachas? By Yidner. What does the Eibush do? Send the Pirkas Friedman and Maria Digavar. Doesn't say Amen. V'nen el Yerush. What's in the Eibush's head? Tfilin shel Rosh. What's in the Eibush is Tfilin shel Rosh? Mi ka'am chizrog yachad boretz. Tfilin shel Yad is mechusel. L'cholos. That the world is. That the bezgalos that Eden should have bon lechayim mezuyna, that's the biggest nachas of the Eibush.